Stooks in the morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What?
Who's this?
This is Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam?
Yeah, Uncle Sam.
Okay.
So are you boys enjoying the football matches?
Isn't football out of season right now?
No, the World Cup's going on.
Oh, soccer?
Yeah, well, I call it football.
All right. So, what are you excited about 4th of July? I know it's kind of a big day for you.
Oh, yes, I'm really excited. We're going to be eating some crumpets, drinking some tea.
Crumpets?
And tea? That doesn't sound very, you know, patriotic, 4th of July-ish.
Well, it's very good. I'm going to go and worship the Queen. And
what? The Queen?
Yes. I mean, what?
Yeah, well, what's the deal with that?
Yeah.
Explain yourself, Uncle Sam.
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
Well, if you're worshiping the Queen, you're eating crumpets and drinking tea.
And you watch the World Cup.
And you're watching the World Cup and calling it football. Have you betrayed our country, Uncle Sam?
Well, now, fellas, don't get the wrong idea here.
Well, I don't know what you expect us to think. You're calling in and saying all these different things that, you know, there's no way an American would talk that way, Uncle Sam. So either you're an imposter or you're a traitor to our country.
Now, fellas, let's settle down. You know, it is the 4th of July. Just because I like tea and crumpets and football, I mean, soccer.
See, there you go again. I'm sorry to do this, Uncle Sam. But I have no choice.
Put that down.
No.
Put it down. You wouldn't want to do that to Uncle Sam, would you?
Well, you're either an imposter or you've turned your back on our country, Uncle Sam, so I really don't have any choice.
No, I need to kill myself. Please, can we talk this out just a little bit?
Ah! Yeah, take that.
Oh, shit, he's in a bomb.
Teach you to traitor our country.